Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to Jordan.
I'm Natasha.
Nice to meet you. I'm very happy to have you here, and we've got loads of different questions from you from all around the world.
Great.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, what inspired you guys to make the first live show of Everyday Life album in Jordan? Much love.
So sweet.
Yeah. I think it's exciting for us to be here in Jordan because we haven't been here before, first and foremost. We've spent a long time traveling the world, and I think it's important to us to try and reach as many people as possible and go and see our fans wherever they are. So I think the decision to come here was partly based on that.
Well, there's a sort of easy route that you can keep taking as if you're a big touring band, and it goes to amazing places, but it also avoids a lot of amazing places for reasons of mechanics normally and budgets. So there's a lot of places we'd like to play that it's too expensive to make it all work. So I think given that we're not touring this record, we thought, where is the place in the middle of the biggest region where we never really get to play? And that happens to be in Jordan. It also feels good for us to come bang into the middle of the Middle East, because bands like us don't tend to come here.
My question is, what about the process to decide which songs belong to Sunset or Sunrise?
I think when we decided to kind of make it into a double album, I think it was important when we were doing the track listing that each of those two sections felt well balanced. So you could kind of listen to one or the other, or you could listen to the whole thing at once.
The songs on Sunrise are a little bit more about tricky situations, and the songs on Sunset are a little bit more about maybe how we might navigate those situations. So there is a sort of yin and yang to them as well.
Hello Coldplay, this is Harsh from India.
Why did you write the year 1919 on the posters of Everyday Life? Is it related to some songs in it? Namaste.
Well, it was related to the fact that the album cover is from an old photograph of my great-grandfather and his band with my two great-uncles in it and some other people. And it was from about 1919. And it's also related to the fact we wanted the album to speak of generations as well as people around the world. So not, you know, people who wanted to reach across time as well, I think. Not to be too cheesy.
just another regular album.
Exactly. Reaching the centuries.
Why did you guys decide to record Everyday Life as a double album? And what are the differences between Sunrise and Sunset, musically and lyrically, if any at all?
We were in Paris in the summer. A guy said, can we just listen to everything that we've got? And I said, okay. And he said, and can you put it in some kind of order? And he gave me about 3 minutes to do it. So I went into the other room and did it. And I thought, well, this is probably too long, but this is all the songs that I like. And we listened through, and it wasn't actually that long to listen to. And at the end, Guy just said, yeah, that's good, which I was not expecting at all. So then the four of us talked a bit, and with Phil, and we said, well, that's a lot of tracks, but if we split it into Sunrise and Sunset, and it was so forbidden for us to do a double album ever, and the whole spirit of the band right now is just to abandon any sense of fear. We just thought, okay, it. So, can I swear? Am I not allowed to swear on YouTube?
What'd you say?
Doesn't matter.
Why did you decide to use explicit language on your songs for the first time?
Okay. Yeah. Our band works in a very beautiful way, a series of doors that a song has to get through. If an idea arrives in the middle of the night, I might say, Johnny, look, this idea arrived, what do you think? And he might say, yep, I'll play on that. And then it gets built to level two. And then we might say to Guy, what do you think? And he might say yes or no. And it might get through the Guy door. And then it gets built to level three. The hardest door of all is level four, which is Will's door. Because Will is the anchor of our band, and he's also the sort of emotional aesthete. Is that the right word?
Yeah. That's lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. So if he doesn't think something resonates or is not genuine, it won't be allowed through his door. So I have to put them in the dustbin.
Okay.
Never before has a song where there's been, because sometimes swearing just happens within a song.
Yeah.
And I'll do it. But Will has always just shut the door and be like, no, bring it back when it's, you know, clean. Which is very much how he...
That's my only
whole creed.
Is it clean? Just clean.
Cleanest album. This time there were a couple of songs where there was some swearing in. And he didn't say anything, so I thought, okay. I guess that means it's okay. And
the door is open.
But briefly.
He's never said anything about it, so I'd love to know.
No,
either he wasn't paying attention or he just felt like, okay, that's real.
No, I think that's right. You know, the idea of, sometimes there are more elegant ways of saying something. Swear words are extremely useful at times, aren't they, and necessary. But if you overuse them, they lessen their impact. The swear jar is empty, you know, you've saved it all up. And
saved
I think I'm grateful that you've used them on these songs.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you for the permission.
I've got another question for you, Guy.
Okay.
You're well known for not answering questions, so.
I am now.
That was great.
I wanted to know how many songs in everyday life are actually all songs or demos reworked for this new album?
As with any record, there are things that ended up on this album that have sort of ancestors and parents or grandparents of songs in the from previous things. Sometimes there's a bit of music or a riff or a chord progression or a lyric or even a title that doesn't find its place on an old record, but we know that it's of worth, and so it's something that we kind of sit on, and we just think, like, you know, like all things, everything has its right time.
We've got a question from John, and the question says, what type of world events?
From,
oh, it doesn't say, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, let's imagine.
What's it look like,
John? John, what does John look like?
Handsome. Good describing himself.
Like all Johns. Bearded.
Okay.
This sat right next to you.
Okay. All right, I'll address it.
So he asks, this very handsome looking John, what type of world events influence the making of everyday life?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. The answer is everything and anything. And some of the songs are very inside looking out, and some are very outside looking in, if that makes any sense, which it doesn't really. Some are my or our personal experience. Others are our personal view of things that we see happening. And some songs are putting yourself in other people's shoes. At the moment, it seems that there's a whole portion of the world that is fed this kind of terrified image of otherness, of, you know, these people are different to you, these people are to be scared of. I think that in our own small way, we are really rallying against that viewpoint. Every human is precious and every human has magic.
Okay.
But some of it's still about, you know, girls and stuff.
Gabby asks Will, how do you guys think that everyday life can help change the world?
How can it change the world? Let me have a think about this.
Come on, it's an easy question.
For us, the opportunity that we have to speak to people, people to listen to our music, we want to try and use that to promote the things that we really believe in. Trying to spread positivity and a sense of togetherness. We feel like we're extremely lucky, and we want to use that opportunity to try and do something nice for people, to provide a kind of sense of community.
The strongest message that we have is within the fabric of the band. We're living proof that collaboration can work despite your differences.
Next question is from Lise. For Johnny, can we expect an everyday life tour?
No. That was an easy one.
We have a tour starting today, but it finishes on Monday.
Yes, it's 3 days long.
It's a tour, 2 day tour. We've been very lucky that we get to do this thing on YouTube, which is awesome. It's one world tour in one go. Mm. But also we're letting our tour appetite just fill up in the meantime.
Mm. Yeah, we're excited.
Who are you speaking for?
For everybody.
Okay. It's the first album of ours that we're on the cover.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. And maybe the last.
Let's hope not.
Hang on to cue.
Listen, I want to address this because I always say that this is our last album. And what I mean by that is we put everything into it. Like if you asked a marathon runner at the end of the race, like, what time are you going to race tomorrow? They'd be like, oh, just give me a minute. That's the same. But I didn't say that about this one.
No,
it's not our last album.
I would like to know, what was your favorite part of making Everyday Life? Los queremos, chicos.
It's been really wonderful. The way we've been recording on this particular session of this album has been intense periods of time together in interesting locations. The one that sticks out for me, and where I think the album first started to really take roots, was in a barn on top of a hill in Tuscany. Just the feeling of we were all living in a house together, eating meals together, going for walks, and you know, it was just a really special time, and I remember it very fondly. And I think a lot of great music came out of that, the 2 weeks we were there.
Hi, this is Yad from Palestine. What song would you say is the most personal song for you in the Everyday Life album?
That's a great question. Yeah, the truth is all of them. Nothing really makes it through if it isn't personal.
Got a question from Tanya. She says, what is your favorite bit, song, lyric, riff, beat, anything off of the album?
Love the horns in Arabesque.
That's what I was going to say, John. Oh, I'm just thinking something else now.
The joy of going first.
Probably the opening of the whole thing. On top of this piano piece, Dav played this other line. And I thought it was amazing, and he did the string demo, and I went down to listen to it, and we then scrapped what was the opening song of this record and put that on instead, Sunrise. That's probably my favorite, also because I'm not on it very much. In fact, none of us are on it, actually. Mm. So that's
that's why you like
it. I don't know what to say to that.
But I love all of it.
I'm enjoying playing song called Champion of the World at the moment, because it feels just like a kind of real band performance, and so, you know, for that reason, it feels good to me. There's a good band energy in that song.
At the moment, my favourite bit of music is the second chorus of Everyday Life. There's a tone of Chris's voice that he managed to get on that recording, and then there's a bit where there's a few more voices join in.
But which voices, Will?
Well, some bloke.
It's and your voice.
It's
isn't
my
it?
Voice, but also,
and it's also
my wife's voice.
Your wife's
as well,
voice. Which,
and that is, it's great for her because she's an amazing singer, and she loves singing, and she was. It was such a lovely day when she came in to sing on that song, and so that's definitely resonates really a lot. And I have a voice memo, in fact, on my phone of when we were all singing it together, and I sometimes just send that to her as a reminder of how great she is. So that's definitely the one that I remember most.
Did we pay her properly?
Chris, I know you had planned to perform a song for the fans that. And they voted for it, but I understand that you're having a bit of a problem with your vocals.
I'm not going to sing today. Please, could I wait until Saturday? I'm asking for an extension on my homework.
And we'll do it. And we'll do it in a few days.
When I was at school, I used to have to ask for extensions on doing essays, and I'd have to go to this teacher's house, and I would be so nervous and terrified, and he was always scary about it. And that's what I'm asking for today. Please, could I have just a few more days? Then I will hand the song in live. We'll collectively do it.
So hopefully you'll be doing it in a few.
Yeah. What was the song? Sparks or something like that.
Yeah.
Viva La Vida. We'll do both of them.
Well, it was lovely to have all
thank
of you.
Hey, thank you for doing this. Thank you so much. Thank you everybody watching and sent questions.
Thank you.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.